Hi, this is Don Coco, DJC at ACBRadio.org, welcoming you to a special program called the ACB Open. I guess it was in February of 2002 when I became a beta tester for Z-Form, as they were testing their very first game known as Z-Form Poker. The company today is called All In Play. Hi, my name is Don Coco, and I'm from Sacramento, California, and I'm here because the great folks at All In Play asked me to talk to you and teach you something about the All In Play system so that you can come online and play on August the 29th when ACB will be sponsoring a tournament. I'm pleased to be here, and during the next little bit, I'm hoping to teach you the strategy and success for playing poker. I'm going to teach you how it's all set up. Now, the company is called All In Play today, and it's not free. I want to say that right from the beginning. However, when you register, you get a 15-day account in which to check out both poker and the brand-new family game called Crazy Eights. That game also is a lot of fun. And one thing about Crazy Eights, I might mention, if you have children, it has some wonderful, wonderful graphics in the game. All In Play Poker is quite addicting, but it does take time to learn. I know that many people have said they don't know how to play or haven't been able to learn how to play. And I'm going to do my best to teach you how to play during this special program. So sit back and relax. Now, when you log into allinplay.com, and by the way, All In Play is one word, allinplay.com, you will be able to listen to an introduction that the great folks at All In Play have put together. I'm going to play that introduction for you right now.
This is All In Play, games with vision.
Together.
This is the first time I've been able to play games on the net with my family.
Community.
It's really brought a new meaning to the term global village.
Experience.
The software doesn't care, the players don't care, who's blind and who's sighted.
This is All In Play. Games with vision.
As you can see, it's a great little introduction to a marvelous company. It started out with just a few young fellows. They had a vision. These three guys built All In Play. They originally called it Z-Form. It also was called Games with Vision back then, but they've now changed the name to All In Play. Games with Vision. These guys have done a marvelous job. They're very successful at what they do as far as the creation of their games. They've brought together a wonderful community. One way for you to become involved is going to be with the ACB Open. The ACB Open is a tournament that's going to be put on by the American Council of the Blind. This tournament will be held on Friday starting at 2100 UTC on August the 29th. That's 2 p.m. if you live on the west coast of North America, 5 p.m. if you live on the east coast of North America, or, as I say, 2100 UTC for people in Europe. You'll want to check the ACB radio pages to check for your time zone if I didn't mention it. Everyone within the sound of my voice is going to be able to play this tournament. As I say, the ACB is going to give out some marvelous prizes, and they want you to play even if you've never played poker before. They would like you to play. This tournament is open to everyone. Now, let's first teach you how you're going to log into All In Play. You're going to open your web browser. You're going to type http://allinplay.com, and you're going to hit return. The opening introduction that you heard played earlier will come up. You'll hear that first, and then you'll come up on their main web page. The first thing we need to do is we need to locate the link that says New Member. Let's go to the web page right now, and let us see if we can locate that link that says New Member.
So pull up a chair and...
Let us start at the top of the page. There is a lot of information here, and you'll be able to read the introduction that Paul Silva and the team have written here, welcoming you to All In Play. But we want to locate the
visit link home.
New link,
link
right
in.
At the moment, because that's
link
the one we need.
Us. Visit link window.
So I'm just going across. I'm using window eyes, and I'm going across with the tab key here.
Link press. Link contact. Visit link. Come pull up a chair. Visit link.
And I'm going edit to box. Locate the... Okay, the first edit box is for existing members, so
edit box.
I can log in if I have an account, and you'll be able to log in if you have an account. Of course, this will remember your details once you are logged in.
Button login.
So,
visit link new member.
New member, that's what we need, and we're going to go to that page, and we've now hit return on the new member page. Now, the sign-up process is very, very simple here. There's hardly anything to it. Basically, you're going to just pick a nickname that you would like to use, that you would like to be known by on the tables. So, in other words, if you see DJC, well, that's, of course, me. And you'll see DJC on these tables, and that is mine. But perhaps you'd like to pick another nickname. Naturally, you want to pick a nickname that, of course, is in good taste. And if a nickname is already chosen, if somebody else has it, I believe the system will tell you that, and you'll just have to pick another one. So you would want to pick a nickname. So think of a good nickname. You can make it a happy-sounding one or whatever you'd like to have. And then you're going to also pick the email address. You're going to have to give the email address that you're at so that they can contact you. Now, let's just go down. Let me show you the form here. I'm going to again tab over.
Visit link.
I'm just going to tab across
link contact,
here.
Edit box.
Now, here we are.
Email address.
Here we are. The first one is...
Edit box. Nickname.
The first one is the nickname.
Edit box.
And, for example, I could put in DJC1 here, for example. DJC's already taken. So I can't use DJC, but perhaps I can use DJC1.
Email address.
Then the email address down below that.
Edit box.
And you're going to put in your email address, the one you use normally, okay? They don't want, one that you're never going to check because they may need to contact you. So, of course, give them a valid email address, naturally, where they can contact you.
Confirm email address. Edit box.
The next one is confirm the email address. So, of course, you're going to confirm that.
Choose
and
a
then
password.
Choose a password.
Edit box.
And you'll give it a password that you'd like to have.
Confirm password.
Then they'll ask you to confirm the password.
Edit box.
You'll do that.
Checkbox unchecked. Check here to verify.
Then they have a checkbox. You're going to want to check it. It says, check here to verify that you've read and understood our agreement. And you may want to read their agreement just to be sure, to make sure that you do understand their
link
agreement.
Link terms and conditions.
That's their terms and conditions and their agreement and their privacy statement.
Link privacy policy.
There they are. So be sure to read those.
And link call and play
and
poker and user license agreement.
License agreement. Be sure to read all that stuff. And then,
once you click submit, the game will automatically download to your machine. Remember,
once you click submit, the game will automatically download to your machine.
Call and Play has designed its games to be accessible and to work with your existing assistive technology. The product works seamlessly with screen readers. Button, try it.
And then they have a button that says try it. So it'll work with screen readers, and it also works with SAPI speech if you choose not to use a screen reader, don't have a screen reader, or would prefer to use the SAPI speech, you certainly may. So the idea is to bring the sighted and the blind community together, and they've certainly done that here at All in Play. Now it's time to talk about poker and how you're going to play poker in this tournament. The first thing we need to do is we need to understand how poker is played. I will give you a brief outline of how it's played. However, on the All in Play site, there is much documentation to help you. So if you need help or you're confused after what I'm about to say here doesn't make sense, you'll want to go to their website, read through their documentation, and that will explain how to play poker. They also have a hotkey guide to teach you what the hotkeys are, but we're going to cover that here as well. The idea of poker here is to get a better set of cards than your opponent. So, and there can be any number of ways. You could have a better pair than your opponent. For example, two kings will beat two tens. Two tens will beat two sevens. That sort of thing. Two aces. Aces are always the high card. So two aces will beat two kings. Three of a kind. Very good. You may want to bet on three of a kind. And if you have three aces, you might want to hit the M key for maximum bet. Maybe more than once. Because you very possibly could win. Three aces is a very, very good hand, and that will beat three kings. Also, you can have two pair, two sixes and two twos, for example. Well, that might be a very good hand. Of course, if somebody has two sixes and they have two fours, well, of course, they're going to beat the hand you have. There's also such a things as flushes and straights. For example, five spades would be a very good hand if all five cards were spades. Or you could have what's called a straight. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, for example, would be a 10-high straight. Doesn't matter what suit. You have one, just one of each. 10 of diamonds, 9 of spades, 8 of clubs, 7 of hearts. You know, that sort of thing. That would be called a 10-high straight. Well, if the guy at the table has a king-high straight, well, of course, that's going to beat your 10-high straight. But you get the idea. So that's basically how we play poker. Your object here is to get the best hand you possibly can. Now, the first thing I need to do is to log in, so I'm going to do that. DJC.
Edit box.
And my password.
Button. Log into all.
And we'll,
loading page. Load
we'll
done.
Get it that time.
Link skip napper. Link skip napper. Visit link my all and play home. Visit link play poker. Visit link play crazy apes. Visit link my account.
Now, we have, as you can see, a number of things you can see
link
here.
Link customer service. Welcome to all and play. You are now logged in.
I'm now logged in. There we go.
Welcome, DJC. If you are not DJC, visit link login as a different user.
And you can log in, of course, as a different user. So, for example, if my wife wanted to use my computer, she has her own, but if she did want to use my computer, she could log me out and log herself in. She doesn't need to do that. She actually does have her own account and her own computer. Anyway, what we're going to do is
link,
we're going to go to the poker
link,
page.
Visit link like crazy apes. Visit link like poker.
And we're going to go there right now. So what will
loading
happen
page.
Is basically
load
what's
going
to happen is after you've put in your new account information, the games are going to download. If they don't, you'll be able to go back to the All in Play pages, and there are download links. So you can go to where it says Play Crazy 8s, and there'll be a download link there. There is a download poker link as well. So if for some reason things aren't downloading, be sure to go back to the main page, and you will be able to download the games here. Now, let me explain how the page is laid out here. I'm sitting at the all-in-play poker page, and I'm going to just down
link
arrow
options.
Through
link
it here
help.
A little bit.
Link options.
We have a link that says options, and before you start playing poker, you may want to set up the options. Let's just go through these
loading
options.
Page.
I think we'll
loading
do that.
Toot.
Let's go to the options page. We're there now.
Visit
and let's
link,
go through these
score.
Options so
visit
we can
link
tell you what,
link hotkeys.
How you set up options
all-in-play
here.
Poker. Welcome, DJC.
Okay.
Use this page to set all and play poker options.
Okay,
options will take effect the next time you adjourn the table or practice from the visit link all and play poker tables. Pages. Table 1 stuff. Text-to-speech options.
Okay, now the first options are text-to-speech options.
Verbosity. Combo box expert mode.
The verbosity is either set to novice or expert, and you can change that in the poker game with V as in Victor. But you can also set it so that it will come up on startup the way you'd like to have it. I have mine set to expert mode. All that means is it doesn't speak quite as much, is all that means. And either one will work just fine. You may want to play for a few minutes with the novice mode and then try the expert mode so you can get a feel for both. And I'll show you both when we get to the game itself.
Text-to-speech technology. Combo box window eyes.
Now I'm using window eyes, so I have it set to my screen reader. But you can certainly set it to JFW, you can set it to SAPI, or of course you can set it to no speech if you decided you won't want any speech at all, and you can tell it what you want.
Echo keystrokes in chat mode. Combo box off.
Now, echo keystrokes in chat mode, they have a chat window, so you can actually chat back and forth with other players in the chat window. You know, you say hello or whatever, and I have it turned off. I don't want it to be reading the keystrokes as I type them.
Text-to-speech rate.
The text-to-speech rate...
Combo box normal.
Is normal. In other words, how fast do I want it? This only applies to SAPI, by the way. If you use your own screen reader, you'll, of course, set your rate locally on your machine the way you'd like to have it.
SAPI 4, SAPI 5 only. If you're reusing window eyes or jaws, use the rate controls.
That's correct, as I just said.
Table 1 end. Table 2 start 5. Sound effect options.
Now we have sound effect options, and there's quite a number of sound effects in this game.
Sound effects. Combo box on.
Sound effects are turned on.
Sound effects volume.
The volume.
Edit box 11.
Is 11, and they go from 0 to 11. 0 is silent, and 11 is the loudest.
11 is loudest, 0 is silent.
Uh-huh.
Background audio volume.
Background audio volume.
Edit box 0.
Is 0. They have a background track that plays, and I don't care much for the background track, so I leave it turned off.
Game status audio volume. Edit box 11.
The game status audio volume is also set to 11.
Table 2 end. Button save.
And then they have save.
Button cancel.
And then they have, of course,
visit link back to
cancel.
All and play games home.
And that's basically how it works. Okay, let's now log back into the All and Play poker tables, and we've done that. And let me just show you some of the information that you can find
Zero.
At the top
All and play
of the page. Let's go to the top of the page here, and
top.
Let's just show you some of the information
visit
we have.
Link skip net. Visit link my All and Play home. Visit link play poker. Link scoreboards.
See, you have a scoreboard. You can actually check your score against other people.
Visit link options.
You have the options page we showed you earlier.
Link help.
You have a help page.
Link hotkeys.
You have a hotkey guide page, which will teach you the hotkeys.
All and play poker. Welcome,
and
DJC.
And then we have information.
If you're not DJC, visit link login as a different user.
If I'm not DJC, well, I am, so I'm logged in here.
You have 1,491 chips.
And it tells me how many chips I have. Right now I have 1,491.
The website will be done for upgrade on Wednesday from 9 o'clock.
And then they have like an announcement, which will tell you what's going on. Their website's going to be down.
What's new?
And then what's new?
Congrats to our Summer Cup winner, Buffalo Chips.
And congratulations to Buffalo Chips, one of our fine, fine people, great friend, who won the Summer Cup. And I'll be talking about the Summer Cup in a little while.
Have you heard about a summer deal?
And then have you heard about the summer deal they have going?
Link, you can earn free time to be added to your membership.
Free time to be added to your membership.
Know about the chip tips?
Know about the chip tips?
Link, get some tips to improve
get
your game.
Get some tips to improve your game right there for new people. You'll be able to do that, you see, when you log in.
All in play.
And then all in play.
Crazy Eights, a second game.
Then they talk about Crazy Eights.
Visit link, learn about the all in play
Crazy
Eights beta.
Learn about Crazy Eights beta.
Link table descriptions.
And then we have the table descriptions. Now, the way the tables work is, you will have people sitting at them. When you log into a table, you, of course, will play against four other players. Each table holds five players maximum. So let's go through the tables, and let's just see what's
table
going
one.
On.
Table
and they're very generous here with the tables. They have some great tables. Don't be intimidated by these tables, because they have tables that you can learn at as well. So it's not like they're going to all of a sudden just rob your chips. They've also designed this game so that new people cannot log into the higher stake tables. That's a very good feature that we asked for quite a while ago and they put in. So you don't need to worry too terribly much. I mean, yes, you can lose amounts. You have to be careful betting, but you don't need to worry as far as learning how which table or what will be the best table to be
table
on. Let me show you
20.
Why.
Table ante amount.
Okay, here's the ante. Let me explain what ante means. Ante means when you log into a table and you start playing, so many chips are deducted from each person at the beginning of each hand. And I would like to just say one further thing about poker chips in the game here. The all-in-play community, other than your subscription fee, is perfectly free. There's actually no money that's changing hands here. This community has been designed this way for the blind and sighted player. No money is changed hands ever in this community. So children and adults can play, and I do want to say that. Now,
playing.
Let's see what we have here.
Who is playing?
Who's playing and so forth. Let me go down the list here.
Link 000 just for fun, normal practice.
Now, the first one is a zero table just for fun, normal practice.
Zero. Link 050 just for fun, fast practice. Zero.
And they have a couple of these where you know, you and your friends could get together and no chips are actually deducted. You can just play for fun, just to practice. That's what they're for. But you have to have more than one person to play on them.
Link 100, newbie safe zone, normal 5.
Now we get to the regular tables, and we have 100, newbie safe zone.
Zero.
And we have zero people playing at it, but the ante is 5 chips.
Link 150, newbie safe zone, fast 5.
We have, again, the ante is 5. The number at the end is the ante that is deducted at the beginning of every hand.
Zero.
Zero people are playing at that table.
Link 200, beginner, normal 2.
2 ante. The ante is 2 chips on the next table.
Zero. Link 250, beginner fast 2.
And they have a beginner normal and beginner fast. And what that means is beginner normal is you can sort of take your time playing, you know. Fast, there is a time limit. In other words, you don't want to goof off too terribly long or you're going to be out of time. They have a timer on the table.
Zero. Link 300, beginner pot limit, normal 1.
Now the pot limit on the 300 tables is 1. 300, that's just the number of the table, by the way.
Zero. Link 350, beginner pot limit, fast 1.
350 is the name of the table. 1 chip ante. And
zero.
Zero people there.
Link 400, intermediate, normal 10.
Now intermediate tables we're starting with now. And the right now it's 10 ante on this table.
Zero. Link 450, intermediate, fast 10.
And then we have a 10 there.
Zero.
And it's zero as well.
Link 490 intermediate Wicked Fast 10.
Now they have a what's called a Wicked Fast table here.
Zero.
On this one. What that means is that means you've got to be quite fast to play the game on those tables. And you would want to do that once you get real familiar. The Wicked Fast tables are very popular. People do like them. I will say that. They keep the game moving very speedily, and people do like that.
Link 500 intermediate pot limit normal 10.
Now we have the next one, 10-chip ante, 500 intermediate.
Zero.
Nobody playing at that one.
Link 550 intermediate pot limit fast 10. Zero. Link 600 advanced normal 50.
Now we have 50 ante.
Zero. Link 650 advanced fast 50. Zero. Link 700 advanced pot limit normal 50.
Okay. Now they have different types of tables. They have pot limit and they have intermediate. Pot limit tables mean that, in other words, if I bet 50 chips, the next person can bet 100, the next person can bet 150, and so forth. Well, basically what it does, it doubles the, actually I should say it doubles the total. Maybe that makes more sense. So if I bet 50 chips, the next bet would be 100, the next bet would be 200, the next bet would be 400, and so forth. That's what pot limit means. In other words, you can raise via the limit of the pot.
Zero.
I hope that makes some sense
Link
to you.
Link 750 advanced pot limit fast 50. Zero. Link 790 advanced pot limit wicked fast 50. Zero. Link 800 expert normal 250 full.
Now we're going to the expert tables, and they are full. This first one is full. It's 250 per ante per round. And
five.
We have five people playing at this, as you can see. Each table holds five people, as I explained.
Link Fong of 54.
And then we have some names here. And you'll see there's a link associated with their name. And let me explain what that means. That's because people can create a profile. So under this person's link, if I were to click it, he may or may not have a profile. But you can create a profile where you can tell the community something about yourself. So, for example, if you logged in, you saw DJC playing, you could click on DJC and you could find something out about me, maybe my name or maybe whatever information I've written into the profile. And that's what the profile is for. They have a place where you can fill out a profile if you desire to do so. And we hope people will fill out profiles. They're great. It's good to know what people are, you know, who they are, where they're from maybe, or, you know, you're in a different... We have a lot of international people playing here, not just the United States people playing, lots of international people playing. So we like to know something about people. So Fauno 54 is playing. Let's see who else might be playing at this table.
Link Showdown.
Showdown is playing.
Link Commander.
Commander is playing.
Link Trickster.
Trickster is playing.
Link Mags.
And Mags is playing at this particular table.
Link 850, Expert Fast 250. Four.
And then we have the next table, and there are four people playing at this. Let's look at the names.
Link Peanut Dust.
Peanut Dust or Peanut Dust.
Link Priscilla.
Priscilla is playing.
Link Demons 3.
Demons 3.
Link Mr. Touch.
Mr. Touch is playing.
Table 1 end. Link Practice Playing All in Play Poker Single Player.
Practice Playing All in Play Single Player is where you and I are going to go, because we're going to play against the robots. Now, when you play against robots, there is no deduction of your regular chips. You can practice for fun. However, if you have less than 1,000 chips and you beat the robots, you gain 2,000 chips to play. It's very cool. So right now we're going to do that. Let's hit return, and we're going to go to the table right now. We've asked the table
button
to come up on the
launching
screen.
All in Play Poker. Microsoft Internet Explorer. Loading page. Load done. Visit link my All in Play home launching All in Play Poker. All in Play Poker should be starting up now in another window. If it doesn't start automatically after several seconds, you might need to link download and install All in Play Poker 1.3. If you get a dialog box asking you whether you want to open or save a strangely named file, choose open and All in Play Poker should be launched. If you are asked what application to use to open the file, you need to reinstall Poker and be sure you are using a fairly recent version of Internet Explorer. Bottom. Form Poker. Tip need to change billing or email info. Use the My Account link. You read holding 1,000 chips. You set churning Steve Butt and Susan Butt. New hand. Ante 1. You read that 9 of diamonds, 10 of clubs, 3 of spades, 9 of hearts, 4 of hearts. Susan Butt calls. 0 call, max 50.
Now, in this game, what you're going to do is you're going to do different things. You're going to call, you're going to fold, you're going to raise. And there's a number of ways to play. First thing I'm going to do is hit Shift Tilde.
A pair of nines.
I have a pair of nines showing, and I can check each card if I choose to do that.
1. 12.
Oh, no, that's betting time. I apologize. Let's see, I can...
9 of diamonds.
I can hold the shift key down and press numbers 1 through 5 to see what cards I have.
9 of diamonds. 10 of clubs. 3 of spades. 9 of hearts. Four of hearts.
That's 1 through 5, or I can press Shift 6.
Your hand contains 9 of diamonds, 10 of clubs, 3 of spades, 9 of hearts, 4 of hearts.
And that's how I can tell what I have. Now, I'm going to call, so I'm going to press the letter C, as in Charlie.
You call. Steve Pot calls. Four from
Get
two
some cards.
Your turn to discard.
Now, my turn to discard, and let's see, I'm going to discard
9 of diamonds, 10 of clubs.
Let's see, I'm going to discard the 10 of clubs, and the way you do this is you just press the number of the card you want to discard. What I did is I held the shift key down, and then I
10 of clubs.
Check the card, and that's the 10 of clubs. I'm going to discard it by pressing the number 2.
Discarding 10 of clubs.
And let's see what else I'm going to discard.
3 of spades.
Yeah, I'm going to discard that. That's the number
discarding
3.
Discarding 3 of spades. 9 of hearts.
Oh, I want to hold that because I have a pair of 9s.
4 of hearts.
And I'm going to discard this 4 of hearts.
Discarding 4 of hearts.
And I'm going to hit return.
3 from you. You redealt 2 of diamonds. Jack of diamonds. 3 of clubs. 4 from
Not much help. Pair of 9s is all I
Susan
have.
Susan Bott raises 50 chips.
Susan,
call, makes 100.
Now, Susan Bott, she raised 50 chips. Now, I got a pair of 9s. Now, that doesn't mean she's got better than me. It just means she raised. So I'm just going to call.
You call. Steve Pot
calls.
Susan Pot won 52 chips with 2 pair, 8s over 5s.
Oh, she had 8s and 5s.
You lost 51 chips with
a pair
of 9s with Jack 3-2.
I lost 50 chips with a pair of 9s.
New hand. Hand he won. You redealt 10 of diamonds, king of diamonds, 8 of diamonds, 9 of clubs, 2 of diamonds. 0
now,
call makes 50.
I have potentially a good hand here. Do you notice I have 4 diamonds on the board?
King high.
I only have king high. But I have 4 diamonds on the board. This could be a good hand. Let's call.
You call. Steve Bott calls. Susan Bott calls.
Cards.
Your turn to
now,
discard.
Now, let's see. I want to discard which card, Don. I'm going to hold the shift key down and check them.
10 of diamonds.
No.
King of diamonds.
No.
8 of diamonds.
No.
9 of clubs.
Yes. I'm going to discard the 9 of clubs, and I'm going to hope, in this case,
discarding 9
that
of clubs.
It's going to turn up a diamond. I have 4, and I'd like to have one more. And if it turns up a diamond, I'm going to be able to beat these bots. Hands down, I'm pretty sure.
1 from you. You redealt king of spades.
Oh, no.
A pair of kings.
Unfortunately, it didn't work for me. I got a king of spades.
0 call, makes 100.
But I have a pair of kings. I guess I can call.
You call. Steve Bott raises 49 chips. Susan Bott raises 52 chips. You call. Steve Bott raises 49 chips. Susan Bott raises 52 chips. You call.
Boy, the bots are raising here. I'm
Steve
probably going to lose pretty good
chips.
Here, but that's okay.
Susan Bott calls. 49 call. You
nine,
call.
Dummy.
Steve Bott won 504 chips with 2 pair. Checks over 7s with 10 kicker. You lost 252 chips with a pair of kings with 10, 8, 2. Susan Bott lost 252 chips with 2 pair. 5s over 3s with 4 kicker. New hand. And T1. You redealt check of diamonds. 8 of hearts, 7 of spades, 4 of hearts, 9 of spades. Steve Bott calls. Susan Bott calls. 0 call, makes 50. Novice mode.
I'm going to change the mode here from, it was on expert, because I play on expert mode. I've now changed it to novice mode. That'll make it a little more verbose, but you'll get the idea here.
Jack high.
Well, I only have a jack high, so I'm just going
to call.
Yes,
Steve Bott's turn to discard. Steve Bott discards 3 cards. Yes, Susan Bott's turn to discard.
Check some cards.
Susan Bott discards 3 cards. Choose cards to discard. The number keys 1 to 5 will toggle cards to discard. Press enter to finalize your selection.
See, that's, as you can see, it's a little more verbose that way.
Jack high.
Let's
Jack
see.
Of diamonds, 8 of hearts, 7 of spades, 4 of hearts, 9 of spades.
I don't like this hand at all. I'm going to discard all 5 cards.
Discard. You discard 5 cards. You redealt jack of hearts, 4 of spades, ace of spades, 6 of spades, ace of clubs. Yes, Steve Bott's turn to bet. Steve Bott calls. Yes, a pair of aces.
Well, I got a pair of aces. Let's see if we can win on it. I'm just going to call.
You call. You won 3 chips with a pair of aces with jack, 6, 4.
And as
Steve
you can
Bott
see,
lost
I did
one
win.
Chip with a pair of fours with queen, 10, 3. Susan Bott lost 1 chip with a pair of 3s with queen, 9, 2. Expert mode.
Okay, I'm going to back to expert
and
mode.
You redealt queen of hearts, 3 of clubs, king of diamonds, jack of spades, 9 of diamonds. Suit, king high.
Okay, I only have king high here, so I'm just going to
call. You call. Steve Bott calls. 3 from Susan Bott.
Check some
Your turn
cards.
To discard. King high. Queen of hearts, 3 of clubs. King of diamonds, jack of spades, 9 of diamonds.
Well, I don't care for much of this
discarding
either.
Queen of hearts.
Well, no,
keep
I'll keep that.
Hearts.
Let's keep the face cards. Let's
discarding
go with
3.
Let's discard the 3.
King of diamonds, jack of spades, 9 of diamonds. Discarding 9 of
that.
Diamonds.
And let's discard the jack
discarding
as
jack
well.
Of spades.
We'll keep the king and queen. Let's see if we can
3
do anything
you.
There.
You redealt queen of spades, queen of diamonds, king of hearts.
Beautiful.
3 from Steve, a full house.
A full
queen
house.
King.
Kings over queens. 3 kings
call,
and 2 kings. Three queens and two kings is what I have. This is called a full house. This is an excellent hand. And when you see a hand like this, you do want to bet by pressing the M key for maximum.
You lay 100 chips.
I'm going to bet all the way. We're going to see what happens.
Steve Bott calls. Susan Bott raises 39 chips.
She thinks she's
calls.
Got something.
Makes 100.
Now, she might have a full house, too, or she may not, but I'm going to raise her.
You raise 100
I'm
chips.
I'm going to raise again.
Steve Bott calls. Susan Bott raises 39 chips.
I'm going to raise again.
Call.
You can only raise three times. Here comes the final time for me as I raise again.
You call. Steve Bott calls.
Yahoo!
You won 636 chips with a full house, threes over king. Steve Bott lost 318 chips with a pair of threes with king, queen, six. Susan Bott lost 318 chips with two pair, tens over fours with his kicker. New hand. Ante one. You retail two of spades, four of clubs, seven of clubs, check of clubs. Zero call, makes 50. A pair of sevens.
Okay, I only have a pair of sevens on the board this time. By the way, I can check my score by pressing the R key.
Up 335.
I'm up 335 so far. That's a good hand.
6 minutes and 51 seconds.
And we've been playing for 6 minutes and 51 seconds. I found that out with the T key, as in tango. I'm going to call with C.
You call. Steve Bott raises 50 chips. Susan Bott calls. You call.
I'm
going to
call some
cards.
And I'm going to discard.
A pair of sevens.
That's what we can do here.
Two of spades. Four of clubs. Seven of hearts.
That's discard.
Discarding
one,
four of clubs.
Two and...
Seven of clubs. Check of clubs. Discarding
Let's,
check of clubs.
Discard five. So we've got three cards we've discarded.
Three from you. You retail eight of diamonds. Check of hearts. Ten of clubs.
I should have kept the jack. Oh, well. Still a pair of sevens on the board. He
three
discarded
Susan
two.
Pot. Zero
time.
Call. Next one. You call.
I'll call.
Steve Bott raises 59 chips. Susan Bott calls. You call. Steve Bott won 220 chips with two pair. Kings over twos with his kicker. You lost 110 chips with a pair of sevens with jack, 10, 8. Susan Bott lost 110 chips with a pair of sevens with queen, 6, 4. New hand. Ante 1. You retail 3 of clubs, 4 of hearts, 3 of spades, 6 of diamonds, jack of clubs. A pair of threes.
Well, only a pair of threes on the board this time. Let's
you
call.
4 from Steve Bott. Four from Susan Bott.
Check some
your
cards.
Turn to discard.
And let's see what we're going to do here.
Three of clubs, four of hearts, three of spades, six of diamonds. Discarding four, discarding check of clubs. Keeping check two from you.
I'll do
you
two.
Redealt nine of spades, eight of hearts.
No
Steve
help.
Bott raises 7
this
to
time
chips.
I'm going to fold.
Susan Bott folds.
Because
seven
I can't do
call.
Anything.
Next one, you fold. Steve
I folded
Bott, one,
with the F key, as in Frank. Anyway, this is how you play poker. It's pretty good. You'll get the hang of it pretty quickly. It's easy to work with.
New hand.
And
you
we can,
nine of clubs, deck of diamonds,
time.
Queen of diamonds, ace of spades, ace high.
We can find out who has what by pressing just the function keys.
Steve Bott, the dealer, has 1405 chips. The current bet of one.
He has 1405 chips.
Susan Bott has 369 chips. The current bet of one.
Now I press function two and function three to find out that information.
See empty.
See
empty.
These other seats are empty.
You have 1223 chips. The current bet of one. It is your turn. Your hand contains 7 of spades, 9 of clubs, check of diamonds, queen of diamonds, ace of spades.
And you see, that's how I can find out all kinds of information. I press function key 1 to find that out.
You call. Steve Bott calls. 4 from Susan
check
Bott.
Check some cards.
Your turn to discard. Ace high. 7
well,
of spades, 9
really
of clubs, check of diamonds.
Here, but
discarding,
we're gonna try
discarding queen of diamonds. Discarding ace of
well,
spades.
Well, actually, let's see what we want to keep here. Let's keep
keeping
the
ace. Of spades.
Ace.
Discarding check of diamonds.
Let's keep the queen, too. We'll discard the others, though.
Four from you.
No?
You retail six of diamonds, four of spades, four of diamonds, six of hearts, four from Steve Bott.
Pretty good hands. Here I came up with two pairs.
Susan Bott raises 18 chips.
Betting
two
pair,
sixes over fours.
Okay, I'm going to just press M for maximum.
You raise 100 chips.
I like this.
Steve Bott calls.
Betting
Susan Bott
time.
Raises 18 chips. You raise 100 chips.
She's raising low, so
Steve
she
Bott
must
calls.
Not really have anything.
Steve Bott raises 8, you call. Steve Bott calls. You win 510 chips with two pair, sixes over fours with a kicker. Steve Bott lost 255 chips with a pair of fives with king, queen, two. Susan Bott lost 255 chips with a pair of aces with seven, six, two. New hand. Ante one. You retail three of diamonds, seven of clubs, five of diamonds, two of diamonds, seven of diamonds. Zero call, max 50. A pair of sevens. You call.
I'm gonna call on this one.
Steve Bott calls.
Got a pair of sevens going in.
Susan Bott calls.
Check
your turn
some
to discard.
Cards.
And let's see, we're going to...
A pair of sevens. 3 of diamonds, 7 of clubs, 5 of diamonds, discard 2 of diamonds, 7 of, discard 3 from you.
Three
of ace of spades, 4 of clubs, 6 of hearts.
No help,
four
just a pair of sevens is all I have on the board.
A pair of sevens, 4 from Susan Putt, 0 of call,
time.
Next blue call. Steve Putt calls. Susan Putt calls. Steve Putt won 2 chips with a pair of 10s.
And there we go.
King 8, 3. You lost 1 chip with a pair of 7s with ace 6, 4. Susan Putt lost 1 chip with ace high with queen jack 7, 6. Steve Putt raises.
You're not throwing me out!
And I've now left the hand. I've closed out the poker with alt F4. On Friday, August 29th, the ACB will be sponsoring the ACB Open. I chatted about this briefly earlier in the show, and I'd like to talk about it more now. The ACB Open is a poker tournament where you can participate even if you've never played poker before. All that is required is that you log in and register at All in Play. The process is very simple. You just log in with a username you'd like to use, the nickname, an email address, and a password. You'll have 15 days to check out both games, Crazy Eights and Poker. You can log in before the tournament, a few days before if you'd like, or you can log in on the day of the tournament. However, be sure to log in within enough time so that you can play the tournament when the tournament starts. The time of the tournament will start on Friday, August the 29th, starting at 2100 hours UTC GMT. That's 2 p.m. if you live on the west coast of North America, 5 p.m. if you're on the east coast, or 2100 if you're in Europe. The tournament will last for 24 hours, and the goal is to get the highest score possible. Winners will receive some great prizes from the good folks at the ACB. What I'd like to share with you now is, in July, there was a Summer Cup Festival, which was a tournament, held at allinplay.com. The four finalists went on to compete at the beginning of August, and I'd like to just share with you the last couple of hands played to kind of show you some of the excitement that people build up, the suspense, as this tournament drew to a close. As you'll hear, this is quite fun. Calling the action is All in Play's founder, Paul Silva.
Three hand warning, folks. There's this hand and two more left. Betting time. I've wished all the players good luck. Scotty has called. Hassler's raised 125 and Jack has called. Scotty has folded. Half has tossed one. Jack has tossed four. Goodness. Buffalo has tossed three. Half has folded out. Jack has called. BC's raised 312. Jack has folded. She won 450 coins unopposed. She's closing on 110,000. She's got a pretty commanding lead because of that insane hand that went by a while ago. This is a penultimate hand, the next to last hand. Hassler has called. Jack has raised 125. Buffalo called it. Scotty has pulled it. Hassler has called it. Tossed four. Jack has tossed three, looking perished. Buffalo threw two, looking three of a kind. Jack's raised 312, but BC has pulled it. Hassler and Jack left. Hassler is folded. Jack wins 450 unopposed. We're in the last hand. Betting time. All right, everybody. The All in Play Summer Cup Finals. Last hand. Opens up with a call from Jack. DC is called. Scotty is called. passive, raise 125, jack raises 250, DC calls to bet. Scotty has folded out. He's going to try and keep the second position. Passes raised 687. Looks like he wants to hit the pot really rich. He's in last, so he's the one that has the most to gain. Jack is called. BC is called. Jack has stayed in, and he just tossed four cards. Oh, my goodness. I hope he just got four good cards. Buffalo has tossed three. Passes has tossed three. Jack is called. BC is called. What's Passer going to do? Passer is raised. He's 1,718. Jack has called. BC has called, and our final hand goes down with BC losing on a pair of kings, Hassler losing on a pair of eights, and Jack winning with a pair of aces, winning 5,760 coins.
Sitting time.
And we have our winner. Buffalo Chips is in the lead with 106,035 chips, just barely beating Jack with 106,111. Third place is Scotty, 105,198, and fourth place Hassler.
Again, the ACB Open will be held on Friday, August the 29th, starting at 2100 hours UTC GMT. That's 2 p.m. if you live on the west coast of North America, 5 p.m. if you live on the east coast, and 2100 hours or 9 p.m. if you live in Europe. The tournament will run for 24 hours. The ACB will give away some great prizes. Please don't forget to go to www.allinplay.com, all in play is one word, and register if you have not done so. You will be able to play both the poker and the crazy eights for a total of 15 days. If you like them, you'll be able to buy both games at a great price, either $7.95 a month or $59.95 a year. It's a great bargain, and it will help you pass the time when it's raining outside. You've been listening to a special called the ACB Open. I'm Don Coco from Sacramento, California, DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.